Well, Lorena, here we are. Time to talk about the weekend. Did you survive your 4th of July holiday?
I did. It was nice.
Okay. Well, let's talk about stuff to do this coming weekend and plan ahead, as we can see by the cover this week.
Yeah, the Rio Grande Theater, they're going to be putting on this classic film series. It's going to be the 2017-2018 series. So this runs all the way through August 11th of next year. They're going to be playing a classic movie every month at the theater. So it doesn't officially start until September 9th, but they're going to start showing classic films beginning this weekend with Singing in the Rain and The Godfather. And then the full series, The Godfather is going to be on August 12th, and the full series takes effect on September 9th. So the city took this over, and the organizers are going to also be trying to team up with local businesses to kind of make themed meals for each of these films. So I think that is pretty interesting. Hopefully they can pull that off. And, of course, with the film series, there's also going to be things like snacks, sodas, those kinds of things to enjoy during the film. And it's seems like it's going to be a really nice event.
Looks like some really interesting films in here. Cool Hand Luke, you got Gone with the Wind, A Christmas Story for December.
Mm-hmm. And Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, that's another one. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So it's like a good variety of mix of genres in
it
here
is.
And some classic films that I think a lot of people will enjoy.
Okay, well, great. Let's talk about Back by Popular Demand. Farmers Market at night.
Yeah, the Wednesday night market. These are always really, really popular in the summer, and I can guess why. So July, it's going to be July 12th, 5 to 9 o'clock, and of course there's going to be food, arts and crafts vendors, and live entertainment.
And this is a popular one because I love their guerrilla marketing for the roller derby. They are everywhere.
They are everywhere. So it is Saturday, July 8th. The Crossroads City Derby is going to be competing against Los Alamos Derby. And it's, of course, over at Meerschaight. This is an outdoor event. Get your tickets ahead of time. It's $7 in advance, and then it's $10 at the door. But as always, some of the proceeds do go to charity. And the charity for this particular event is going to be Special Olympics of New Mexico. And they also, if you've ever been to these events, they have food vendors, they have beers, they have a 50-50 charity raffle, and they also have a bunch of kids events. So it is an all-ages kind of event for everyone to enjoy and for the family and friends to go to.
Looks to be like a fun sport.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Taste for Your Impulse.
Borderland Barbecue. I believe they started off as a food truck, and then they're settling down in Tortugas. At their new place. So they're open 11 to 7, Thursday through Saturday. And of course, being a smoked meat barbecue, really good, delicious looking place to try. They're going to have pork, sausage, pork ribs, turkey, chicken, brisket,
turkey.
All kinds of meat. Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
And of course, they have barbecue plates. I know Sylvia, who went to this one, got some green chili mac and cheese with hers.
Green chili mac and cheese.
Yep,
Talk to me about green chili mac and cheese.
It delicious. And it's one of the sides that's offered. It's kind of maybe a little less traditional barbecue side than what you're used to. And then, of course,
side barbecue dish, because you typically have, for side dishes, you have a pasta salad.
Mm-hmm.
And to have mac and cheese really adds to it.
Yeah, and potato salad is another one that she tried. Their potato salad over there as well. So I know Rudy's just open, but if you want to beat the crowds a little bit
it'll be a while before I make it out to Rudy's, because those crowds are insane.
But that's great.
It's great to see that for a local business.
Yeah, support this local business. It is in Tortugas, so it is kind of a nice, I think it's a nice thing for residents out there, because they don't have a lot of stuff. So this is a really nice place, local place that we can support.
Okay, Lorena, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.